Blog Talk Radio.
Do you let your girl strap you?
I just have to say, you know, you don't make as much noise as I make, you know,
They might like it. I mean, they might like a little.
But I mean, don't make that much noise. Don't be like, oh, oh, give it to me, please. No.
Wait a minute. So if I told you that I didn't want you to go down on me until, and that's who's married, you would leave me? You would move
yes,
on?
Yes, I would.
That's so fucked up.
Right now, in the name of Jesus, I'm going to bless you right now. Oh, he's going to the wall, stand down.
Yo,
I'm nutty. Wipe my pussy with it. I ain't lying.
Oh my god. Wow. I tell you, I wipe my ass. It's put some dry judo on there. That's the blood of Jesus. How about that? You gave me the blood of Jesus. I'm giving you the dirt of Jesus.
You are now tuned in and you are rocking with the best. Six Colors Radio, Jewel's baby, and my co-host, of course, Soleil Mysterious. We in the building, so get ready.
Yeah, no doubt. Yo, it's Six Colors Radio. We in the building. Once again, it's the Thursday Throwdown. Yeah, no doubt. So, yo, welcome to Six Colors Radio. And I got my co-host in the building. Mysterious is in
What's
the building,
on?
Y'all. What's going on with you?
Nothing much.
All right. My other co-host, unfortunately, I don't know. She might make a surprise appearance or not, but, you know, they got the hurricanes going on, so, you know, she had to go evacuate possibly. She probably left already. So what I want y'all to do is just pray for her and all the other family members that are, you know, having to evacuate and all that good stuff. All right? I also, before I start the show, I just want to do a little moment of silence because, you know, today marks, 7 years since September 11th, you know what I'm saying? So my thing right now is I want to pay respect to those, you know what I'm saying, and pray for those who lost their lives and those who, who's lost somebody. So for about, I don't know, about 30 seconds, a little less than 30 seconds. I just want y'all to, you know, really think about it and pray for them right now. So just a moment of silence just to say that, you know, they're in our prayers, all right? Yes, so no doubt. So all prayers go out to everybody. Like I said, once again, 9/11, that was a big and traumatic thing for all of us. I still remember where I was during the 9/11. I was in Florida. I was in Pensacola, Florida, as a matter of fact. And I actually got stuck in Pensacola, Florida. I was supposed to leave that, I think it was that day, actually. And my friend woke me up and told me, to turn on the news, and I looked, and I couldn't do nothing. My heart was filled. It was just crazy, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people were affected by this, and, you know, just got to pay respect to them, all right? So, listen, we in the building again. Yo, I love Six Colors Radio. I love the listeners. I like how everybody comes by and shows love and everything like this. You know what I'm saying? We like to embrace y'all. So if you're new and listening, yo, welcome to the show, all right? Welcome to the motherfucking show. Six Colors Radio is the shit. And that's all I'm going to say about that, all right? No, for real, we embrace y'all. We like fam. Enjoy the chat room. There's a lot of cool people in there. You know, they do their thing. And welcome to the people that come every Thursday and Sunday. You know y'all always welcome because y'all are like the honorary co-hosts of the show. So y'all know y'all welcome. So what's up? What's going on with you, Mysterious? How's your week been?
I'm good. I'm actually all day. I've been doing, like, I'm doing a PSA for my class for voting. So I've been doing that all day and, like, running around the house dancing with my cousin because she's here. So I have to entertain her. But, I mean, that's what I've been doing all day and all week.
Yes. Vote Obama. Yeah, vote Obama. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, my nephew is out actually doing some things right now. He's, you know, first year at school, college, and my nephew's doing big things, you know what I'm saying? He was like, I went to, you know, this Obama rally they had, and I was the only black person there. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo. Yeah, he said he was the only black person there. He's like, yo, I couldn't believe it. I'm like, yo, where was your roommate? Man, he ain't want to go. I'm like, yo, encourage your roommate. Tell him to get up. You know what I'm saying? Go see, you know, that's his future right there. You better go see what they're talking about. You know what I mean? It's not a joke. Not a joke. A lot of shit is going on right now in these elections and shit right now. It's crazy. It's just controversy, back and forth. But you know what? They keep saying stuff about the, you know, the Democrats and what they should say and what they should say. But you know what? If you ever look at Barack is always cool. He's just smooth like that. He's right. Not even stressing it. You know what I'm saying? He's just looking like just sitting back, just chilling. You know what I'm saying? And someone's, just chilling, just like looking at these motherfuckers like, are you serious, son? You know what I'm saying? So it's all good. You know, so go make sure if you're not registered to vote, whether you vote for Obama or McCain or whoever it may be, you know what I'm saying? Go register to vote. Your vote counts for something. You know what I'm saying? Stop complaining about shit if you ain't voting, period.
I voted for the first time.
You voted? That's what's up.
Yeah, for the first time, yes. I was so excited. Couldn't stop smiling. Yes.
No doubt. Gotta vote, people. Stop complaining. You always want to complain about shit, but don't want to vote. So get it together, all right? I'm telling you right now, get it together and vote. So listen, we got a good show going on for you. You know what I'm saying? When we come back, we got the topic of the night, topic and question of the night. So y'all make sure y'all stay tuned into Six Colors Radio. Right now, I'm going to do a little throwback because I feel like going back a little bit. So this is my shit, all right? Six Colors Radio, no doubt. Thursday Throwdown, we in the building, so get ready.
Right here, what we're going to do is go back.
Friend Mike. broke up, got back together to get her back. I had the sweater, thought she rode with bad boys forever. In many ways, them boys made it better to grow. I had to let her. She needed cheddar, and I understood that. Looking for cheese, that don't make her a hood rat. In fact, she's a queen to me. Her light beams on me. I love it when she sings to me. It's like that.
Y'all can't even tell me y'all wasn't just rocking right now. Like, love of mine. Y'all know how we get when we hear a song. That's my shit. You know, that's the first thing we say. That's my shit. So I know y'all was rocking just now with Erykah Badu, Love of My Life, No Doubt, in the building. Six Colors Radio, of course. So I want to welcome everybody to Six Colors Radio. Welcome back to Six Colors Radio. And if this is your first time tuning in, we like to embrace everybody and welcome y'all to the show. Hey, enjoy it, all right? They're still rocking in the chat room. I love them. I know y'all was clapping your hands, snapping your foot, snapping your hands and shit, because you know we can't help but do one of the three. We either snapping, clapping, or tapping that foot. So I know all y'all was jamming. They still rocking over there, no doubt. Of course, all right? So listen. Right now, what we're going to do, we're going to get into the topic of the night. And for those who are new, we usually do a topic every show we do, you know, we try to get topics. So if you ever have any topics that you want to be heard on Six Colors Radio, make sure you come through and hit us on the downlink, www.downlink.com/sixcolorsradio. We also have the MySpace. You can hit us up, www.myspace.com/sixcolorradio, or throw us an email, which is six. You got to spell out the number six, colors with a Z, radio@yahoo.com. All right? So if you ever have a topic, you know, that you want to discuss, make sure you come through. I mean, we discuss it all. We discuss it all. No limits, no nothing. You know what I mean? We do it all. So make sure y'all do that, all right? So with that being said, let's get into the topic. Mysterious, you ready for the topic?
Yes, I am.
I am ready for the topic. I am. Yes, you sound like, yes, I am. No doubt. So listen, topic of the night. We're talking about rejection. Rejection. Wowzers. Yo, rejection is something crazy. So my thing is, have you ever been rejected? And how much do you fear rejection? A lot of people's fear is rejection. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. How do you tell a person that you are not interested? Is there even a nice way to say it? Is there a nice way to be like, yo, I ain't interested? I mean, what do you say to that person?
I think it is a nice way. I don't exactly know what that nice way is because, I mean, I don't know because I'm kind of rude, like, when it comes to stuff like that. Like, I'm rude as hell. Like, I just, either I won't answer the phone, I won't call you, or I just be like, leave me alone, don't talk to me. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to talk to you no more. I don't like you, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't just say, I'm sorry. I'm not really feeling you. I don't know, because I think that's cheesy. Like, just tell them straight up. Be like, look, I don't want to talk to you no more.
Yo, that is, yo, I mean, listen, I feel like, yeah. I mean, I don't know if they take it as me being rude, but I'm just kind of, you know, cutthroat about it. I mean, I know exactly what I want, you know what I mean? So if that's, I'm not going to sit there and bullshit you and be like, yo, you know how people like to string you along. I'm not going to tell you what you want to hear. And a lot of people do that. They tell people what they want to hear, and that's when they get it fucked up and twisted and all of that good shit. Ah, no. I mean, if you don't like a person, if you're not feeling them the way they're feeling you, then you need to be honest about it and don't string them along. But a lot of people are like, you know, my friend said to me, this is where I got the topic from. My friend was going through a situation, and, you know, she was cool with this person, you know, as friends, and everything is all good and dandy. And so she went to go see this person, and I guess when she got there, the person expected more. You know what I mean? And she was like, yo, she keeps trying to have sex with me. She keeps asking me these questions. And, you know, I don't want to hurt her feelings, but, you know, whatever.
To leave you alone. Like, I went, excuse me, I had, like, the same situation. Like, I had met this girl. I think I met her through somebody else or something like that. But we had never seen each other. So we decided to go and meet each other one day. I took my friend with me, and when I got there, like, I don't want to say she was ugly, but she wasn't very attractive. And, like,
she
the whole time she
kept... She was, what you say, facially challenged?
Oh, yeah, facially challenged.
Okay, that's a better word. That's a nice word. Go ahead.
And, like, and she kept trying to hug me and trying to kiss me and touch me and, you know, put her arm around me. We was out. I'm like, yo, we're out in public. Can you not do that? Because I really don't want to be seen with you. I'm sorry.
Can you not do that?
I mean, you just got to tell me you got me. And, like, the whole time, I was, like, giving her the cold shoulder. So, I don't know, man.
Oh, man, that's crazy. Yo, let's go to the lines right now and see what's popping. You know what I'm saying? Let's see what's popping on the lines. The lines. Let's see. We got two callers, so we're gonna go to the first caller. We're gonna go to 409 in the building, no doubt. You see what 409?
Can you hear me?
409, what's good?
Nothing. I'm in Walmart.
Oh God, you in Walmart? See, that's what I'm talking about. This is what we call listeners. They in Walmart listening to the show. What you
I was on the aisle just dancing. Erica Badu was like, are you okay? Yes, I'm fine. I'm dancing. I'm listening.
That's what I'm talking about. You at Walmart dancing, listening to Six Colors Radio. That's what's up. What do you think about rejection? Is there a nice way to tell people, like, look?
Honestly, no. But when it gets to a point that if you with somebody or you're not feeling that person and they just don't fucking do it, you have to just be like, look, I'm sorry, but bitch, I don't like you like this.
You said, bitch, I don't like you like that. Yeah. I mean, sometimes you got to be cutthroat with it. You can't just, that's what I say,
yeah.
Man. Like, you
there's
can't
only
just,
so much niceness in the world. And, like, if you meet them on certain places, they'll try to talk down on you. And it's not even that. It's
right.
Just, you know, I'm not feeling you. I'm not feeling your vibe. I'm not feeling your whole persona as a person.
Right.
And it's,
yeah.
You know, rejection is never fun. It's never cool, but what the fuck you gonna do?
Yeah, well, what can you do? Like, for real, what do you do about that? You know what I mean? Yo, all right, got that opinion. All right, we're going to go to another call. We appreciate that. We're going to put you on hold so you can do your thing. So listen, the number to call in right now is 646-478-5726. Call in. Let us know. Have you ever been rejected? What do you feel about rejection? I mean, is that one of your fears? Because I know that's a lot of people's fear, rejection. I mean, whatever. Like me, it's not one of my fears. My fear, my biggest fear is failure. I don't know, yo. That's just me. But, yo, call in. 646-478-5726. We got a caller online. We're going to go to that caller right now. 336, you're in the building. What's good?
What's good, y'all? I'm sick as hell.
What's going on?
Yeah, I'm sick on this bitch, but I'm calling in because I be forgetting about y'all.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Just call it radio.
But, rejection, I mean, as far as rejection goes, I don't have a fear of rejection. I respect you more for telling me the truth. If I'm not your type, then just say I'm not your type. You know what I'm saying? And then me, the type of person I am, you know what I'm saying? I'll just go ahead and just let you know what I'm saying, that, look, we could be friends, but, you know what I'm saying, that's more than that. But I'm like, look, I know me, I get irritated real fast. If you keep trying to push yourself on me, then that's what's going to make me be, like, real ignorant and just be like, look, I'm not feeling you, get the fuck off me type of shit.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of people don't get that, yo. A lot of people just, I don't know, man, y'all. I mean, everybody, we all have fails. We all get hurt, you know what I'm saying? And it happens to the best of us, you know what I'm saying? Whether, you know, whether you're nice or you're not, it doesn't matter. We all get rejected somehow. And it may not even be particularly in a relationship. It could be a job. It could be school. It could be anything, you know what I'm saying? So rejection is a hard thing. Some people don't know how to. My thing is with rejection, if somebody rejects your ass, I mean, why go talk bad about them? Whoa. Like, oh, fuck it, I like you anyway. You was ugly.
Right,
anyway.
They try
you know
to find
saying?
Something
yes.
to talk about you about when they was just
yes.
all on you.
Right. So why go flip the script and, you know, and front to your peoples, you know, whatever. Like, that's my thing with rejection. Like, whatever. It happens, you know, so I really don't give a fuck. You reject me. Hey, life moves on. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? What can you do about it? You can't soak about it, you know. If one person don't want you, somebody else will. You know what I mean?
Pretty much.
You know what I'm saying? That's how it should be. Whatever, you know what I mean? So, hey, stop feeling sad. It's okay to be rejected. It's all right.
Motherfuckers go from 1 week to, oh, that's my baby, we gonna be together. That bitch think was crooked as hell any goddamn way. Fuck that bitch. Like,
yo,
fuck
and
that.
It's funny because people do that, and you see that a lot. You see it everywhere. You see it every freaking where. Someone's got to say something, or they gonna go make a blog about you, and you gonna have a blog dedicated to your ass, saying how fucked up you are and blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? Whatever the fuck ever, dude.
Yo, real shit, somebody did that shit to me, like, a few months ago.
See?
On fucking down, like, this bitch had my face up there, talking about I was crazy. And, a whole bunch of other shit. That shit was ridiculous. I was just like, yo, like, people was calling me, like, yo, your picture all over this blog and shit. Like, what the fuck you do to this girl? I'm like,
wow.
Dude, I just fucking, like, I just told her I didn't want to deal with her no more. Like, what the fuck? I had to end up getting my number changed to everything because of that shit.
Yeah, that's my fucking, that's fucking crazy as fuck. You got to get your number changed and shit. Yo, nigga, motherfuckers always blogging.
Telling me I was that's mediocre, it. All kinds of shit. Shawty was tripping. I was just like, I guess so.
Yeah, I mean, so motherfuckers, I mean, you know, it is what it is. Sometimes, you know, people that you think are meant for you are for you. So just, you know, be honest about shit. Be honest about rejection, being rejected, or whatever it may be. I really don't think there's a nice way. I mean, what nice way can you say?
I mean, to me, the nicest way is to just be honest.
Yeah, you can't be like, I mean,
it's 2008, you know. Motherfuckers is getting killed for having an opinion nowadays.
Oh, please, you can't have opinion nowhere nowadays.
You know what
man,
I'm saying?
Opinion? What is that? Motherfuckers don't take, you know, opinions lightly. But, yo, listen, 646-478-5726 is the number to call in. You know, I got a request, and I'm getting your request ready. I got this request for a song before the show, but I'm getting together. So y'all just stay tuned with us. And this is Six Colors Radio. Jewel's baby, Mysterious, and Soleil, no doubt. Hope she's being safe right now. They're trying to evacuate and do their thing. So y'all keep y'all prayers in for my co-host, all right? So Six Colors Radio, Thursday Throwdown, no doubt we in the building.
Big, gon' keep pacing, forget these hoes, I save my energy. Fuck a bloodline, cause if he broke then he ain't kidding me. Fuck friends, I get along with the enemy. Too many smiling faces, never know what they intentions be. Foes hated from the past, or if they even mention me. Blocker. I'll make them history, and I don't make hits. Bitch, I make history. Put me in the frame and go hand me in the embassy.
All them hoes on in my head.
Now they gon' remember me. You ain't sucking the fucking then we ain't got no chemistry. You can't see yourself driving, then how you gon' get to me? So standing on the mountain, the money is how you should picture me. Where's the $1 million mark? So I can clear it. And they ain't hood rich, bitch, I'm just rich, period.
Over here hustling, we been getting money. A lot of y'all know about that. My money talk for me, so tell me what you know about that. What you know about that? Hold on, man, my whip got something to say. Hold up, homie, my wrist got something to say. Hold up, man, my chain got something to say. Hold up, homie, my bitch got no about that.
PlayStation 3, Grey Goose and hoes. When you dead broke, shit, none of this goes. Avalanche, Giovanni, navigating like old pilot. McDonald's in Miami, conversating on the sidekick. I'm nothing like what I used to be. Ride, fly, now Mercedes still a shoes to me. I mean, I'm still in the hood, what you used to see. But Rose, where the Kool-Aid used to be. I was born a misfit, destined to be Mr. Ain't Shit. Now JD and Greg Street is who I drank with. Far from the days when I couldn't afford a pair of decent jeans. Hippin' was a dream, but now it's 10K in the pinky ring. Walk up in the club and something to say is what they wanna see. FDE, we reign supreme, we done made a super team. Me, JR, and Fruit on the phone discussing power moves. Been getting money, but now we got the power to.
A lot of y'all know about that. Y'all talk about nothing. My money talk for me. So tell me what you know about that. What you know about that? Hold on, man, my whip got something to say. Hold up, homie, my whip got something to say. Hold up, man, my chain got something to say.
Nigga, the real motherfucking American dream. Nation from the bottom to the top. Frank Lucas of this rap shit. FTE. What you know about that?
What you know about that?
What you know about that? What you know about Six Colors Radio, no doubt. Thursday, go down, and we are in the building, of course. We'd like to welcome y'all to the show if you're just tuning in. Welcome, you know what I'm saying, to Six Colors Radio, and I hope you are enjoying yourself if this is your first time tuning in. And all my listeners out there that always come through, y'all already know the business, you know, how we do, all right? So listen, we if you're just tuning in, we're talking about rejection right now. Is there a nice way to reject somebody? Do you have a fair rejection? I mean, what is it? The number is 646-478-5726. Again, the number is 646-478-5726. And right now, we're going to go to a caller.
Hello.
Hello, 954.
Hey there, baby.
What's going on?
Hey, my grandson.
What's going we doing?
I'm chilling. What's good with y'all?
Oh, nothing. Ain't shit. Just talking about this whole rejection.
Rejection.
Yes, sir.
Let's see. Just a second.
Did she say just a second?
you know, I'm a business person, you know?
I hear you.
Yeah, dealing with that. Anywho, rejection. You want to know the nicest way to reject somebody?
Is there a nice way?
Yeah, you don't pick up your phone. You don't text them back. You don't answer them. You don't respond to them. That's nice. Not hurting feelings as in saying, I don't want to be with you. I don't want to talk to you.
But you know what? If you not answer their calls, a text message, some motherfuckers just don't. They don't give up. They're persistent.
Shit, my phone broke. That what I tell them?
They're persistent than a motherfucker. There's a lot of people that will continue to blow your shit, blow it to the point where you start off with five batting lines, and by the end of the day, I mean, hour later, you have one left. You know what I mean? Like, people aren't like that.
They don't care. They're so determined nowadays that they'll do anything. But, I mean, sometimes it comes to a point where you have to tell them. You got to let them know. I mean, you've been nice. You rejected them. You ain't said nothing to them. Hey, that's the nicest way you can get. But, you know, you ain't going to be verbal with it, and, you know, because that's going to hurt most, right?
Send them to voicemail.
You know what I'm saying? I send them right to voicemail. I see the text message. I just go ahead and delete it. Go ahead about my day. Now, if I see you in public, I'm going to turn around and go the other way. Hey, I'm blind anyway, so I might not know that's you anyway. I'm like, oh, I didn't know that was you.
I hear that. I hear that. No like, doubt.
Hit me up my family. I ain't going to respond to you. I don't open my, if I don't like you and it's on MySpace, I'm not going to open it because it's going to tell you when I read it. You feel me?
Right.
Just delete it. Don't read it. Don't touch it.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, we appreciate that call.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt.
How y'all doing out there in the chat room?
Yo, she's stupid, yo.
I see y'all.
You was crazy.
My women. Let me start now.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we appreciate that call. We'll hit you all. We'll holler at you later.
Yeah.
All right. Yo, no doubt, right there. That caller right there said the nicest way to reject somebody is to not answer your phone. Not answer your voicemails. You know what I'm saying? Not even listen to your voice. Just press delete your text messages, whatever it may be. Yo, hey, it is what it is. Rejection is a hard thing. You know, a lot of people got that. But, hey, it happens to the best of us. You know what I'm saying? The best of us. So, listen. Call us. Let us know. I mean, do you have a story to tell or whatever like that? Let us know. 646-478-5726 is the number to call in. Don't be shy. It's only us over here. It's only us in the building, so don't be shy. Six Colors Radio, no doubt. We're here, all right? So call us up. Let me see. I'm going to see about rejection. Have I been rejected? I'm not a pursuer like that, you know what I'm saying? And maybe that's kind of crazy, but nah. Because I know if I say shy, people going to be like, yeah, right. But I really don't, you know, whatever. But I think I'm pretty cutthroat when it comes to knowing what I want. If I don't want this, then I'm not going to tell you. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to tell you. I'm not going to fucking go around it and feed you shit. Because a lot of motherfuckers do that. Stop feeding these motherfuckers shit. That's how you get stalkers. Because you're feeding them a whole bunch of BS, that's what you get stalkers, all right? So stop feeding them bullshit. Just be cutthroat with it. Hey, we all get rejected, all right? So listen, let me go to this call. Let me see what this caller has to say about rejection. Carla, 203 is in the building. What's good?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good. I just want to say one thing. Young, now I see why the fuck you wasn't answering my text messages. I got you, though. I got you, boo-boo. It's nothing. All right. You rejected me? All right. No problem. I got one for you, too, Jules. Mm-hmm. That's why you wasn't answering that good old phone. It's all good, though. It's all good. Nah, but for real, nah. I never been rejected, but to me, the best way to reject somebody, I agree. Ignore the phone calls, don't pick it up, send it to voicemail, or you know what's a good one? I'm not ready to settle down right now. That's a good one.
Ooh, I hear that. Okay.
I'm not looking for nothing right now. Just a friend.
Hey. All right, we appreciate that call.
All right, bye, y'all.
All right, later. Yo, see, reject the calls, yo. There's another one saying, damn, she called all of call my name out. She called all of us out. She said, yo, Jules? She didn't. Yo, that's crazy. That's what's up, though. Gotta love the listeners, yo. Gotta love them to death, yo, for real. Y'all this shit. So 646-478-5726 is the number to call in right now. We're live. We're doing our thing over here. And nobody else can touch us. I understand that. We got the largest audience out there. Point blank. What's
up? I think actually ignoring a person, that'll get you a stalker too.
Oh yeah.
That'll stalker quick.
Oh, stalkers. Woo, 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 woo. That's another subject. Stalkers. Wow, wow. I know we all had them. Stalkers. Woo. I can't, man. Anyway.
Like, when you ignore them, some of them don't even get the point. Like, they keep calling and calling and calling and calling. Like, I'm ignoring you for a reason, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, that's. You damn right about you right about that right there, because motherfuckers will. That's why I said when you ignore people, sometimes, like I said, people, motherfuckers is persistent. They persistent. You know what I'm saying? They ain't going nowhere until you answer that call or whatever like that. They don't even be caring at all. But, yo, listen, what we're going to do, we're going to go to a commercial. I'm going to get this song out for the listener or whatever, you know what I'm saying, because they've been asking for this song. We're gonna get a little sexy right now, all right? So, yo, it's Six Colors Radio. It's the Thursday Throwdown. We in the building, Mysterious, Jewels, and Soleil. Holla at us, all right?
Wanna tell you though, been thinking about you, girl. Can't live without you, girl, and I can't wait till I get home.
Don't go to sleep.
I need you to wake up me.
These messages
to tell you what I really mean.
Please reply.
Got my phone right next to me. I hope you got your ringer on.
I'm sending you some text messages. Oh, yeah, you're gonna get it as soon as.
Want to get your businesses or events put out there? I have a simple solution. With Six Colors Radio, of course, we've been serving the community for over a year now, and we're going to continue to do so. So here, seize the opportunity right now by going to www.downlink.com/sixcolorsradio, www.myspace.com/sixcolorsradio, or even hit us on the email, which is sixcolorsradio@yahoo.com. You won't want to miss out on this opportunity.
No doubt. Text message. Yo, that had me feeling kind of sexy just now. Oh, no. Yo, somebody text me. Somebody text me right now with some good shit. Put some good shit in my text messages right now. The winner with the best text message gets a prize. All right, so listen, we back in the building, and of course, you already know who you're rocking with. You're rocking with the best Six Colors Radio, of course, and we are in the building. If you just tuning in, welcome to the show. Yo, we doing it. It's Thursday Throwdown. You already know anything happens on Thursday Throwdown. I also want to say, yo, if you ever want to request a song or whatever it may be, you know, make sure you hit us up in the inbox, and we'll get that on the show for you. It's nothing. Let us know what you want to hear. If it's old school, new school, whatever it is, you know we're going to be rocking with it, because we're going to do an old school joint every time we come up on this piece. So no doubt, hit us up with the old schools that you want to hear that you ain't heard in a long time, all right? So make sure you hit us up in the inbox for that. Also, if you are an artist or, you know what I'm saying, you are a business, please come through and see us. Let us know what you're working with, you know what I'm saying? If you're a true artist and you real about your shit and you want to get heard and put out there, make sure you hit us up at sixcolorsradio@yahoo.com, or like I said, hit us up on the downlink, which is www.downlink.com/sixcolorsradio. So definitely hit us up, and if you're serious, we don't want to hear the, you know, cars in the background, your baby mama, your little sister. We don't want to hear all that. If you're serious about that, that's what we don't want to hear. We don't want to hear that in the background, all right? So definitely, you know, hit us up. Yo, we got a lot of talent coming up this month. I got a lot of people lined up that's going to bless us on Six Colors Radio. I'm excited because we got a lot of good talent. A lot of artists are coming through this month, so y'all make sure y'all look out for that. We got an artist coming on Sunday, artists coming Sunday, and I'm sure y'all seen that flyer there. So, yo, y'all come back Sunday. It's going down. The Ken Takeover is going down. We got Ken in the building. Nora and IQ will be in the building, so y'all make sure y'all spread the word, all right? So y'all get to, you know, ask them questions that you always wanted to know about Ken. Definitely, definitely come through and check them out, all right? If you haven't seen them or check them out, I mean, go show some love. Go to www.kenforlife.com. You can go up there, and they got music you can download. You can also download their music at rhapsody.com. You can go to iTunes, amazing.com. You can also do that. Plus, go check out their new joint, the Makeup Girl. You know, that shit's rocking. You know what I'm saying? The Makeup Girl is rocking. The video is rocking. We got to support our own so we can get it out there, all right? So y'all make sure y'all tune in Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern time. It's going down. Ken takes over Six Colors Radio, because you already know how we do, all right? We got them for you, you know what I'm saying? Y'all been wanting them. We got them, no doubt. Six Colors Radio always coming through for y'all, all right? So listen, again, spread the word, please. If I post a bulletin, you post it to your bulletins to help out. I mean, even do a blog and let people know or whatever, whatnot. We also got those banners for you to put on your page. I'm telling you, Six Colors Radio has the best fans, the best listeners ever. They've been putting the banners on the page. They've been spreading the word. They've been telling their friends, and we got a lot of people making some noise for Six Colors Radio, and I'm loving it right now. I'm telling you, I'm working on a lot of good things. I got a plan in motion, so y'all get ready for that plan, because it's going to be big. I just got to, you know, sort out some details about everything. So get ready, because I want y'all to be rocking them shirts that says you are now rocking with the best, and this is going to have Six Colors Radio on it. That's what we're going to have for y'all. So y'all just y'all just get ready for it, all right? Get ready for Six Colors Radio. We're going somewhere. We're doing it big, so y'all listen up, all right? So we got 12 minutes left into the show, and we were talking about the topic of the night, which is rejection. Is there a nice way to reject somebody? Is that one of your biggest fears? I mean, what is it? Rejection. Yay. It is what it is. I don't think I've ever been like, well, I don't be sweating. I'm not a sweat. I don't think I'd be sweating nobody like that, like, whatever, to be rejected like that. Because, you know what, if they like you, they're going to like you, and they're going to like you for who you are. Maybe you're not that type. There is something for everybody. Someone for everybody, excuse me. So y'all just stop looking for love. Let the love come to you sometimes. You know what? They say love is blind. Love could be staring you right in your face sometimes. You know what I'm saying? So y'all just relax and let it flow. Let life flow. You know what I'm saying? Stop stressing. Live life because it's too short. It, man, could be gone in the blink of an eye. That's all I'm saying to y'all, for real. All right? So 646-478-5726 is the number to call in right now. We have 10 minutes left in the show. So what I want y'all to do right now is we're going to do shout-outs in 10 minutes. We're going to do shout-outs, not in 10 minutes, but in another couple minutes. We're going to go to a quick break real quick because, we're going to go for a pee-pee break. Is that what they say at school? We're going for a potty break, you know what I'm saying? So listen, y'all stay tuned for us. Get your shout-out list ready to call in because after this we're taking – you guys are going to take it over. We're doing what we call the people's takeover. You take over the show, and you give your shout-out. So get your list ready, all right? Six Colors Radio, does it throw down? No doubt.
All this. Next selection, first listen.
Next selection.
Get dashing style. I'm loving your smile and the way you get down.
Next selection, first listen.
I can't see no one else. It's you by yourself, yeah, in spite of the crowd.
Maybe no one else matters.
We started off as a kiss, never expecting this, So now I'm in coping with my addiction. Started off with a kiss, Never expecting this, So now I'm in coping with my addiction.
While all the girls say,
I'm addicted to you, I'm addicted to you.
Selection first,
I'm addicted to you. Love my addiction. I'm addicted to you.
Looking in the mirror, honey, you are all I see.
Next selection, first listen.
And it could not be no clearer that I need you here with me. You feel it? Let's go. Hey, I was hoping you'd notice the way that I like to have you around, yeah. Listen, and you will find that your heart beats for me till I hear the sound.
And it only gets better.
We started off as a kiss, never expecting this. So now I'm in coping with my addiction. Started off as a kiss, never expecting this. So now I'm in coping with my addiction.
While all the girls say,
I'm addicted to you. I'm addicted to you. I'm addicted to you.
Next selection, first listen.
I'm addicted to you. I'm addicted to you. I'm addicted.
talk to me now.
I'm addicted to you. I'm addicted to you. I'm addicted to you.
Selection first, please.
My addiction. I'm addicted to you. I'm addicted to you. I'm addicted to you. You're my addiction.
I started off with a kiss. Never expecting this. And now I'm in coping with my addiction. Addiction.
I'm addicted to you. You're my addiction.
Six Colors is my addiction. No doubt we're back in the building. Of course, Six Colors Radio, the Thursday Takeover. And right now it's the People's Takeover. So right now I want y'all to call in and give you shout outs to your boos, your houses, your friends, your families, whatever it may be. Right now. So what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna let Sincere go ahead and do her shout outs right now. 336 is in the building.
Okay. I wanna say shout out to the fans, BJ and Giovanni, shout out to the House of Vanity, shout out to the House of Monroe, everybody that's, you know what I'm saying, just done what they supposed to do. Shout out to y'all, shout out to Soleil. And hopefully she's safe somewhere. And stay safe. And everybody in the chat room. And that's about it.
No doubt. God, no doubt. So let's go to another caller right here. Let's go to 409. What's good?
Just nothing. Want to give a shout out to you, Joel, Serious, Sincere. To Soleil and her family, I just got off the phone with her. They're good. You know, they are in traffic with everybody else, but, you know, they're okay. Shout out to my family. My sister, she's, like, really, really scared because they left without me, and it's like I'm pretty much the angry but quiet person in the family, so I kind of keep them together, but since I'm not there to hold them down, she's scared, she's crying, but they'll be okay. And just shout out to everybody.
All right. Got 617 in the house right now. 617 was good.
Hello, Jules.
Hello. How are you?
Getting yourself.
I'm doing good.
Oh, I just wanted to call to myself. I missed the show.
It's all right. It's all right. Better not miss a Sunday, because if you're not, I'm sending my security out there.
You are.
I'm sending my security guard. She's sick right now, but she'll be all right by Sunday. You know what I'm saying? She'll come snatch you up.
Sunday.
All
right. I sick myself early. That's why I missed it.
It's all right. As long as you called in, we all good here. I appreciate you just calling in.
Of course, of course.
All right. Would you like to give me a shout-out, or are you good?
Shout out to Six Color Video.
No doubt. We're in the building.
Beantown.
Beantown, yo, sell, yo, no doubt. I appreciate that.
Deuces.
All right. So listen, Mysterious. What's good? Want to give you shout outs, man?
Shout outs to you, Jules. Shout outs to Soleil. Sincere Film. Damn. Shout out to my boo. Shout out to WDSU Radio. Shout out to my family, my friends. Shout out to everybody that lost somebody on September 11th. Shout out to everybody that made it out of September 11th. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody.
No doubt. My shout outs. No, first and foremost, I just want to shout out, like I said, like my co-host said, you know. I'm keeping my prayers are going out to those who lost lives on 9/11, no doubt, and for those who lost somebody in that. My prayers is with each and every one of you guys. Also to everybody that's evacuating and or may have stayed back and trying to ride the storm. Yeah, and my prayers for real, heavily, heavily in my prayers, so I'm going to put out extra prayers for you guys tonight. Just be safe. That's all I can say. Be safe. Get somewhere safe. Go get your food and water, whatever whatever you need to get. Get the generators. Just be safe, all right? And I'm going to pray for y'all, and everything's going to be all good. All right? Also, my shout-outs to everybody that continues to support Six Colors Radio. You guys don't even know. Like I said, I can't express how we feel about y'all. Keep doing it. We're doing something. I'm telling you. Our voices are getting heard. Not just, we don't have just gay listeners. We have straight listeners, too. So shout-outs to everybody that continues to support us. Everybody, yo. There's so many in the chat room, no doubt. Shout-outs to all y'all in the chat room because y'all already know y'all keep it live up in there. Everybody. Dina, Tiara, who else? Just everybody. There's too many of y'all, for real. There's too many. Just know that y'all in my heart, so I love everybody. Make sure you tune in, Thursday Throwdown. We're here 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Thursday. We're here back again Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. So listen, what you got to do is make sure you tune in. It's going to be a big show. Kent takes over Six Colors Radio. Big show. It's happening. So get your questions down because we're going to let y'all call in. But don't try to rush the phone lines just yet until I say call in. All right? So listen, you're rocking with the best, Six Colors Radio. And if you don't like what I'm saying, yo, turn us off. Six Colors Radio Thursday Throw Around. I'm Jarell's baby and my co-host, of course, Mysterious. And our prayers go out to Soleil and her family. You know what I'm saying? Hope you get to your destination safe. And, come add us, come leave us a note or two or whatever it may be. And we appreciate y'all. Six Colors Radio, Sunday Takeover. And we out this mother. All right?